proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and it's my delight to be with you today. Today, I'd like to share with you a special article that was written a couple years ago for our Everlasting Nation magazine. By the way, if you do not have that magazine, or maybe haven't had it in a while, I invite you to contact us here at IBJM to obtain your copy for that, and even sign up for a subscription. If the Lord leads you that way, you can simply contact us at ibjm.org or call us at 423-876-8150. Well, today I'd like to share with you Mary's Moment, and this was written by Rhonda Wilson, the wife of one of our workers down in the Atlanta area. And she wrote about Mary, and I think this was a blessing to me, and I want to share this with you. I think you'll be impressed as well. So Mary is my favorite Bible character in the Christmas story. Jewish girls married very young. She was probably in her mid-teens when the angel appeared, telling her that God had chosen her to bear the Messiah. I am amazed that one so young could possess such depth of character and faith. Every year when I read the Christmas story, I can't wait for the part when the angel appeared to Mary and announced that she was highly favored and would conceive and bring forth a son. Mary understood this child would be the Son of God, the long-awaited Messiah. Yet, she must have been troubled and confused. The prophet Isaiah had foretold that the Messiah would be born of a virgin, but the Jews didn't understand that prophecy. They still don't. Many righteous, married couples dreamed that their child would be the Messiah. But Mary must have been shocked, thinking, "I'm not married." Because of the weight of what Mary was being called to do, her next words touched me very deeply. It says in Luke 1:38, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." These few simple words are a powerful expression of great faith and deep submission to God. Interestingly, the angel speaks of everything in future tense until Mary submits to God's plan. Perhaps it was at this moment that the Son of God was planted in her womb by the Holy Spirit. Afterwards, Mary arose quickly and went to the hill country to the house of her cousin Elizabeth. With each step down the dusty road, the realization grew. She was unmarried and with child. Yet, instead of worrying, her soul rejoiced in her God. When she saw Elizabeth, Mary poured out her heart in thanksgiving for being chosen to bring God's Son into the world, according to Luke 1, verses 46 through 55, called the Magnificat. She said here, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he that is mighty hath done to me great things." As she continued her praise, Mary spoke of the sovereignty of God over man. She affirmed God's blessings to those who fear him. She proclaimed his strength scatters the proud and puts down the mighty and exalts the lowly. She exclaimed that her God fills the hungry with good things while sending away rich empty-handed. She remembered God's promise to help Israel. Her words demonstrate a deep understanding of God and his ways with men. Let's talk about Mary's maturity of faith now. Such depth of faith and knowledge of God would be impressive in a mature person. It is astounding in one as young as Mary. How Mary developed this strong faith and deep understanding is not clear. It is believed that she was from a poor but devout home. At that time, Jewish fathers trained their young sons in the scriptures. They put a drop of honey on their tongues just before reading so the child would associate sweetness with the Word of God. Yet Jewish girls were not normally trained in the scriptures. Perhaps there is no son in the home, and Mary's devout father instilled a love for God in her young life. While it isn't clear how she came to have such knowledge and character at such a young age, it is clear that this teenager had great faith in the God of Abraham and an understanding of his control over the affairs of men. Mary's words reach out across the centuries and challenge us today. Do we rejoice in God's will for us, even if it means suffering? Do we trust him and long for the coming of his Son? If Mary possessed these qualities at such a young age, what are we doing to instill them in our children? Again, this is an article called Mary's Moment that was published in the Everlasting Nation magazine here at IBJM. And again, if you want to get a copy of this magazine, simply contact us here at International Board of Jewish Missions. I pray this has been a challenge to your heart today, and may you all have a Merry Christmas. You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.